This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More than 3,000 people in the United States have become ill from West Nile virus so far this year. More than 60 people have died. As the mosquito season comes to a close, Morning Edition has two reports. First, NPR's John Hamilton examines what this year's numbers mean.
Public health officials had feared this year's West Nile season might be the worst yet. But Dr. Lyle Peterson of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's pretty clear at this point that there won't be a big increase in cases.
The number of cases that we're having is almost exactly the same as we did last year. The big difference is that different states are more heavily affected. This year we're seeing the center of the epidemic mainly focusing on the western plain states, South Dakota, Nebraska, Colorado.
Peterson lives in Colorado, which was barely touched by West Nile last year. This year, it's already had more than 1,200 cases and 19 deaths. Meanwhile, there have only been a few cases in Illinois, the state that was hit hardest last year. That pattern has some experts speculating that West Nile is most dangerous when it first takes hold in an area. But Peterson says it's too early to know. He says this hasn't happened with other diseases transmitted by mosquitoes.
In one year, you might find a lot of cases in a given area, and the next year you'll find hardly any. But maybe 5 years from now, there'll be another epidemic in the same location.
Peterson says it's hard to draw any conclusions yet. Once somebody has been exposed to West Nile, he says, they appear to be protected for life. So it's possible that West Nile cases could eventually fall off as more people become immune to the virus. But Peterson says it won't happen anytime soon.
Even in the face of a fairly large epidemic, the number of humans that have actually been infected is relatively small. So it's going to take a long period of time before a significant amount of immunity is going to develop among humans.
In horses, though, immunity is already paying off. Nearly 15,000 horses got sick from West Nile last year. This year's figure is closer to 1,200. Gregory Ferraro directs the Center for Equine Health at UC Davis. He says one reason for the drop is that many horses are now protected because they have already been exposed to West Nile.
The other major factor in horses, which I think has made a big difference, is that there's a vaccine available, and it's been available since 2001. And to date, about 7 million doses of that vaccine have been used, and I think that's the major reason for the decline in the horse numbers.
Ferraro says West Nile is just reaching California, which is home to more than 1 million horses. He says about 60% of them have been vaccinated so far. But if this year's experience in Colorado is any indication, there could still be plenty of cases.
Colorado, as you see, has the most cases of anybody. They've got 426 equine cases this year, and I think California should take the lesson from that. That's probably what's going to happen to us next year.
Unless even more horses get vaccinated. A vaccine for humans is probably years away. In the meantime, people will continue to be exposed to West Nile. Most won't even know it. Only a tiny fraction will get the most serious type of infection. But many more will get so-called West Nile fever. The CDC's Lyle Peterson says it's no fun. He should know. He came down with the fever this summer.
We've always said that West Nile fever is a mild illness, but I was pretty much laid up in bed for about 4 days and really didn't feel back to normal for several weeks.
Peterson says he doesn't have to worry about getting West Nile anymore, but he still uses insect repellent in hopes of avoiding other mosquito-borne diseases. John Hamilton, NPR News.